When author Ciel Gomez decided to write about witches, demons, and death, she wasn't really sure she wanted her name on the book cover. She chose her middle initials instead.
DC stands for Del Carmen, so of Carmen. So first name, I go by Ciel, so I have tons of nicknames, which drives my family insane. But when I first started out, I'm very, very honest. Ciel was not brave enough to get hate mail. That was terrifying, that concept of people, not just the reviews, but being like, I hate your book, and sending me an email. It was like, so DC became almost like this alter ego, this person that could be a lot braver than I was and a lot confident to go out there and do amazing things when I just wanted to sit home and write.
Gomez is past that now and has earned a place as an award-winning best-selling author.
I am, which is kind of strange and scary, kind of saying it out loud, I am actually an award-winning USA Today best-selling author, which is a complete mouthful. And if you ask the little girl that started 5 years ago if this was going to happen, I'm like, I just wanted to write a book. That was it. I wanted to write a book. I needed to check this off this list that was killing me. And now is amazing to think that I don't know what I would be doing if I wasn't publishing and just talking to readers. That has become such a huge part of my life.
You started with Deaths in Turn.
Yes.
Which takes place in Texarkana. And Texarkana is kind of a crossroads town. And the individual that you have put at the center of that story is a woman whose name is Isis Black. She's former military. And she has an interesting encounter with Death, who incorporates her talents into an assignment.
One of the things about this book, it became my own journey and my own idea of how to take where I'm at, how to take Texarkana and kind of spin it around. I have fallen in love writing about small towns, which is ironic because I grew up in Salem, Massachusetts, and then went to school in New York City. So the girl from the big city that I thought, hey, this is where I'm going to spend my life, moves to a small town and then falls in love. So taking a character that comes from up north, you know, she's been in the military, so she's been around small towns. She's been seeing the world and she settles here by accident. You know, she wanted to follow Scott Joplin's. Pretty much she had no idea what she was doing. Most typical out of work, trying to find themselves, traveling the world. But it became the concept of, can you plant your roots where you're at? Can you grow exactly where you're at without having to discover something new? So for Isis is, okay, I'm in Texarkana. I have a job. You know, she's a waitress. She's trying to do the best that she can. She's trying to work on her music. And accidentally, her past comes crashing on her door. And she has an option. Do you take it or you leave it? And I think for many of us, this is our life journey. There's always a knock or a push or whatever you want to call it. And we have decisions to make. Do we embrace it or do we turn around and run? For Isis, her best friend was kidnapped. And if she really wanted to help him because she just can't mind her own business, she had to work with this insane group that said, if you want to come and play, you got to take the job.
So was your success a surprise to you? I know you started out thinking this might actually turn out very bad, but in fact, it didn't. It became a bestseller. So what are your thoughts about that?
I am extremely humble and blessed for every single reader. And this sounds kind of strange because it is such a shock. You know, I've always said, I'm a storyteller. I've been a storyteller since I can possibly remember. Transitioning from telling stories to the written world to creating these novels has been a journey and a process that doesn't end. I don't care what anybody says. You're always learning. You're always in these situations. But to have people connect with your characters, I think the first true situation that I realized, oh my God, this is real. Like I had a conversation with a reader at a convention and we're talking about Constantine. And you know, like think about you're talking to somebody about your favorite book. You know, we have these discussions and you have these really in-depth discussions. And midway through, I honestly realized, oh my God, we're talking about my book. Like it was that moment that I was like, these characters are real, not just to me. You know, these characters are real to other people. They're truly who they connect and they love them. Did I think it was going to happen to me? You always, I don't care what anybody says. We all want to be successful. Sure. We all want this to happen. And then when it happens, you're like, oh God, I was not ready for that. Like I was so not prepared to honestly have that happen. So every single time somebody sends me a note, every single time somebody connects is Christmas all over and I get giddy and I get excited and I'm bouncing around. And even when they're not, even when they don't love it totally, like I have a lot of readers who send me really amazing positive criticism. It's still, let's be honest, I'm still a little kid. It's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But in terms of, was I prepared? No, not even close.
Yeah, I think, have you gotten any really, I guess, critical emails from people? And how do you respond to those? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you've put your book out there. And for better or for worse, you did your best.
When Death came out, it's one of those things that as a newbie and you're trying to do multiple things, crazy things happen. So one of the reviews, and I normally don't read reviews because let's be honest, I'm a little sensitive. It has a lot of pop culture reference. You know, now I'm a 90s kid, so I watch tons of YouTube. So you have a lot of music reference. You know, we're quoting J-Love, you got Pitbull, you got a talking cat. So it is very, very quirky by nature. And one of the reviews was like, oh my God, I can't believe it has all this. And then they were commenting about how she wasn't, you know, brave enough to be in the military. Like, she truly didn't represent their soldiers. And I was like, I was in the military. Trust me. Like, I know people like this. So let's be gentle. The first time, it hurts. I don't care what anybody says. And you're like, ooh. And then you honestly look at it, it's like, you're now my target audience. Like, this is not the book for you. I'm sorry. Like, if you were looking for a military thriller, this is not the military thriller.
Right.
We got witches running around and you have a whole bunch of madness and she's driving around Texarkana in a minivan that blows up. This might not be your espionage book. So it was kind of hard to be like, ooh, I appreciate it. It hurt. I don't know if I can help you with that one.
So talk to me about new projects, because I think you have two new books coming out.
So The Intern Diaries, which is Isis's journey, has been completed. So for anybody who's interested, pick up this intern so you can start the madness and shenanigans of this crew. And one of the beautiful things about it is I fell in love with this universe. Every writer tells you that. And you're going, what does that mean? Like, what is this universe thing you're talking about? But when you do an urban fantasy, which is kind of what I specialize, you have to come up with the rules of the universe, the rules of the magic. Who are these people? And if you have supernatural, every writer has different rules. I don't know why. We like to make things complicated. So it became the concept. I fell in love. They're so quirky. They're so funny. They're so animated. And wow, it became family. I was immersed with this for over years. And then I started other projects. And I'm like, okay, I got this. It's going to be fun. And then you're wondering, where is this taking place? Like, what world am I going to put them in? Is it going to be now, past, present, future? And how is it going to connect? I had a hard time debating how to elaborate these characters and actually make them focus and real. And then finally click. I was like, I have an entire universe. Can I put them there? So we have now started the Reapers universe because they work for Reapers Inc., of course. So much fun. So I have one spinoff directly from the series. So one of my side characters, Eric, who happened to be the cop and the witch, is now, how should I explain it? He's an assassin who hates his job. Let's just put it this way. So he's working for the Order of Witches to figure out who are the traitors. So without giving too much away of The Intern Diaries, we pick up exactly at the end of Isis's journey. And Eric is now on a mission and he hates it. He seriously hates his job. I'm like, how can you be a good assassin and just be this moody about your life? So you have the oldest assassins' area story. So I have two little novellas just to kind of give you that tease because they're full novels for those trilogies are coming up. Books 2 are coming up this fall. And then I had this crazy mission because somehow I became obsessed with zombies. I don't know why. I've never thought about zombies before. By the way, I'm a scary cat. I hate scary movies. This is the irony. My parents are going, you don't like scary movies. What is this? But there's a lot of humor in this book. So I haven't, Sabrina, be prepared. So we're starting in Texarkana because why not? So this is a post-apocalyptic / urban fantasy story. And it literally takes place here. And it takes place 60 years in the future. And because I got to play with my people, it's pretty much what happens if we truly got a plague and humans started to become extinct. You know, you have zombies happening for the ones who didn't die totally. And then there is a group, and the story has been around as a really popular trope, is humans realize there's other things out there besides them because they're not dying and they're not getting sick. They're not turning into zombies. And now we're looking around and going, we got some witches that are real. What do we do?
Can you give me a list of all the titles that you have out? Because you don't just only write about urban science fiction.
So I am working on a timeline. One of my readers finally told me, she's like, I can't keep up with your universe and I hate you. I'm like, oh, thanks. So for people who are looking to start, the easiest way to think about it, if you're looking at my urban fantasy series, you would start with Death's Intern. Here's the fun part. If you know the Horsemen's titles are in it. So you have Death's Intern, you got Plague Unleashed, you have Forbidden War, Unstoppable Famine, and then you have Judgment Day. So Judgment Day is going to give you to that whole, oh, hell breaks loose, and it happens in Texarkana. So if you want to find the most action pack of all of my series where all the madness breaks down, this is probably my favorite book. Because if the apocalypse is going to happen, how is it going to happen? This is that book. So you have that series, and you have Elijah, you have the Chronicles. Actually, the new series is the Chronicles of Elijah and Lehiya. Those two, the first one is called Recruited, and then you have the Hitmen. So that fantasy world, for anybody who's interested in devotionals, is there to believe, there to love, there to forgive. So those are definitely in that side. Children's books, we have a series with Charlie, which is, you know, Charlie, what's your talent? Mm-hmm. And then my cat lady is the Cat Lady Special. And that's all stars of Mad Hen. I have a desperate cat lady terms arms dealer. Let me just put it this way. So I write quirky and it's fun. And when you have nothing to lose and your life is falling apart, what do you got to lose? You need a job. Do something fun.
We've been talking to Syl Gomez, better known to her readers as DC Gomez. If you're interested in learning more about her books, including her newest projects coming out in the fall, visit her website at dcgomez-author.com. You can also find her on Facebook and Instagram. Gomez also hosts a podcast called In the Minds of Authors, which you can find on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts from. You can also find her books on Amazon. For KTXK Think Radio, I'm Sabrina McCormick.